Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to How Do You See It? This is your one and only host, Miriam. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we're going to talk about mindset, what it is, how does it help us, and does it really help us to be more successful or not? So what's mindset? What's the use? And can we adjust our mindsets if it's something that's going to be adjusted? That's our topic for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll be accepting calls, so if you want to call in at 929-477-1328. Again, the number is 929-477-1328. Well, thank you so much for your comments. Again, I am very, very thankful for those comments, and I really take them seriously because I'm doing this show for you, and that's one of the reasons why I changed the time from 6:30 to 7 p.m. It was, I got a lot of requests from my beautiful listeners to move the time up a little bit so that people are at their home settled and waiting to listen to this show. And thank you so much for that. I'm so glad that you want to listen to my show, and I have taken your comment and moved the show to 7 p.m. So we'll be doing this at 7 p.m. from this point forward, and please keep writing to me at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com, worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com, or you can tweet at me at @howdoyou_see_it, howdoyou_see_it. You can call in at 929-477-1328, or we can chat live here, so you can even text me, whichever one you prefer. I'm here to listen. Perfect. So before we go ahead and start talking about mindset, today we're going to talk about mindset, but I have talked to an expert about mindset. He is an expert in changing human behaviors. So we'll be discussing about mindset with him. But before I go ahead and do that, I received a joke from one of my listeners, my beautiful listeners. Their name wanted to be anonymous, so it's from anonymous, and they said the source was unknown. So here's how it goes. It's between a teacher and a student, okay? So the teacher name is written as teacher, and the kid's name is Patty. Okay, so the teacher goes, if I give you two rabbits and two rabbits and another two rabbits, how many rabbits have you got? Patty responds, seven. Teacher, no. Listen carefully again. If I give you two rabbits and two rabbits and another two rabbits, how many rabbits have you got? Patty answers again, seven. Teacher, let's try this another way. If I give you two apples and two apples and another two apples, how many apples have you got? Patty replies, six. Teacher, good. Now, if I give you two rabbits and two rabbits and another two rabbits, how many rabbits have you got? Patty replies, seven. Teacher, how on earth do you work out that three lots of two rabbits is seven? Patty, I have already got one rabbit at home now. was a very good joke. Thank you so much for sending that out. So please keep sending me anything you want me to air live on the show. It can be jokes, puns, anything. So I would accept those things. Thank you so much for that, and I'll be expecting even more. So before we go ahead and start our discussion with the expert Umar Hamid, let's go ahead and take a music break, and after that we'll go directly to the interview, and I hope you're going to enjoy it, and I want you to listen very carefully of what he's going to tell us about, and I want you to think about yourself at that moment. Think about yourself, think of how you usually think, and it's very interesting, and it's going to give you some insights, and I hope you learn something from it. Thank you so much. Stay tuned, and we will be right back with the interview after this short music break.
Thanks for tuning in, my beautiful listeners. Today we are with Omar Hamid
to talk about what mindset is and how we can adjust our mindsets as we wanted to. So thank you so much for being here, Omar. Can you please introduce yourself first and we can go from there?
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name's Omar Hamid, and I'm an expert at changing human behavior. And what gives me joy is when you've got an organization or an individual that's reached their potential to get better, they need to break through their mindset to get to a much higher level. And that's what I do. And every day is a joyous day because I get to make a difference in the world.
Perfect. Thank you. Will you tell us what mindset is and how you see it?
So mindset is the lens that we use at an unconscious level to see the world. And how we get our mindset is if we have experiences, especially in childhood, that are emotionally strong. So it could be a very, you know, positive emotion that happened. So it could be that we were, we scored the winning goal when we were like 5 and all our teammates gathered around us and it was highly emotional. As soon as that happens, something highly emotional, positive or negative, we make meaning of that event. And if we scored the winning goal and everyone was so excited, the meaning we make out of that would be that, you know, man, I could do anything. And from that meaning, we make a belief that, you know, I'm going to be successful or life is good. And then from then on, we're looking to find validation for that belief. So our mindset looks at the world at golden opportunities that are there for us. We could have somebody else that, let's say, is in a classroom that the teacher's asking a question and they're 7 and they've got their hand up really high because they know the answer and they really want to share it and show the class how great they are, but the teacher ignores them and keeps on going to different people. So that could be very discouraging for them, high emotion. So they make meaning out of that event, and the meaning they make could mean that the teacher thinks I'm stupid. And if that was the meaning that they made, and keep in mind they have no evidence for that. They're just going, she didn't pick me, must be because she thinks I'm stupid. And they could create a belief that, you know, I'm worthless. And then that mindset, they're looking for validation that they're worthless from then on. So they may go to motivational seminars and they may go to, self-help groups, but deep down, they're looking for validation for that old belief. And when they see something to the contrary, somebody says, you know, hey, you're doing a great job, they either discount it or they say, you know what, Miriam's just saying that because she wants to be nice, but she doesn't really mean it. Mm-hmm. And so our beliefs become self-fulfilling prophecies, and our collection of beliefs create the mindset and how we see the world. And one of the ways to kind of really get validation for that is that they have these goggles called eye-tracking glasses. And these glasses have an HD camera on the frame so they can see whatever the viewer is looking at. Then they have 2 cameras on the inside of the lenses so they can see what their eyes are actually focusing on. So when somebody walks down the street, they think they're seeing everything, but it turns out they're only seeing a small fraction of the world. They may pay attention to certain signs or certain people, and somebody else wearing the glasses would walk down the street and pay attention to different things. It's their mindset that determines what they think is important to see and what they think is should be ignored and don't even pay attention to it. So our mindset is the lens that lets us see the world, and unfortunately, or fortunately, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you think you are awesome and you're destined to do great things, even if you fall in a gutter, your vision or your mindset says, wow, I know where not to go next time. Or, wow, looking up from this hole, I'm seeing this amazing sunset. And so that's mindset in a nutshell.
Yeah, well, that's beautiful. But I think as a kid for me, when I don't get appreciated for what I do, and I thought I was not good, but it kind of gave me the drive to work even more harder so that I can get the appreciation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the paradox. And that works for you. And the exact same situation for someone else could be that they don't even see that people aren't paying attention. And there's other people that if they don't get attention, then they think that means that I must be bad or worthless. So you can have somebody from a tragic household where their father was like a evil incarnate and their mother ignored them. And this person could grow up to create a foundation that feeds a million starving kids every month. So it's amazing. You can come from backgrounds with wealth and privilege and love and turn out bad. Come from like the worst parts of the world in worst situations and turn out to be amazing. So because humans are meaning-making machines, when something happens, we make meaning out of it. Actually, just today I was doing a presentation for for this business group. And I went to one woman as I was talking about making meaning, and I put my hand on her shoulder and I said, you know, Carolyn, when I put my hand on her shoulder, could make meaning out of that event. And the meaning could be that, you know, Umar is trying to support me. Wow, what a great guy. Or she might make meaning of, oh my God, he's molesting me. Is somebody from HR here? Yeah. So we make our own meanings, and our meanings create our beliefs, and our beliefs create our mindset, and that's how we interact with the world.
Yeah, wow, yeah, that's beautiful. Is there such a thing as growth and fixed mindset, and what are they if there is such a thing?
There's a growth mindset, and then there is one that's the fixed mindset. And in her work, what she's seeing is the growth mindset is that if hardship comes, a growth mindset looks, how can I overcome this? And they look for other ways to succeed. And people that have a fixed mindset go, well, it's no point wasting my time here. I'm going to go do something easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true to a point. And I think it is kind of generalizations, but we need those when we're teaching people, right? Because
yeah.
There's literally 50 shades of gray in the middle.
Yeah.
And so the question is, can you change your mindset? And the question is, how do you change your mindset? And you could have someone that when they're playing poker, they have a growth mindset because they're looking for, you know, how do I improve? And they're doing that. And when they're at work, they may have a fixed mindset. So not only do we have mindsets, sometimes it depends on which context you're in.
Yeah, that's actually true. I was reading a book called The New Psychology for Success.
Yes.
Mindset. Yeah. So as I was reading that book, I was finding myself to be fixed and a growth mindset at the same time. You know, so for some situations I'm fixed and for some I am growth mindset kind of. So I was like, I was confused that I didn't know how you can differentiate those things.
So what's kind of amazing is that, you know, you can have people at work and for the people that they're leading, they have infinite patience. You know, I really got to help John out. So he really gets it. And when they go home and they've got their own kids, then they can be harsh and unforgiving. And the question is, how come he can be this amazing teacher, guide, mentor at work, but not do the same thing at home? It's because our beliefs about what a father should do and what a leader should do sometimes are quite different. And that's what I like about my work is very much, you know, helping people change their mindsets, change the way they see the world, change their beliefs. And it allows them to behave in the way they want to behave in the situations that they're in.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to How Do You See It? Today we're speaking with Umar Hamid about mindset. Moving on to the next question. So how does one develop a mindset? Or is it something innate that we get when we are born?
It's our experiences from the time we're born that develops our mindset, and the meanings we make out of those experiences creates the mindset. But I think there's some stuff that's hotwired deeply within us. Like if you take a look at, ask 100 people and say, do you like story? And I would guess that probably high 80s or high 90s, people would say, I love stories. So it's almost like it's hotwired in our DNA. Let me give you one other example. If I was showing you the body language you can't see on the radio of me being victorious, my hands are going to be reaching for the sky in like a V,
yeah.
And I'm going to be happy and standing tall. So if I was a runner coming across the finish line, I would have that stance. If I scored, you know, a big financial victory with my team, I'd probably do that same gesture. Mm-hmm. Makes sense, right?
Yes.
Here's the thing that's paradoxical about it, is that people that are blind from birth have never seen this gesture.
Yes.
But when they do something spectacular, they put their hands up in the exact same fashion because it's hotwired in our DNA that this is what victory means.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very, very good example, actually.
I told you I was smarter than I looked, but you did not believe
me. Yes, now I've started to believe that. All right. So is there any kind of relationship between one's character and mindset then?
I don't think so. I think the intuitive answer is that, of course, it is. But I think we're more complicated than that. So you can have a strong mindset where you actually overcome problems and you're growing and stuff like that. But you could be doing that for evil. I'm sure Saddam Hussein had a great mindset for being a dictator. And for if you're looking at accomplishments, he probably had a lot of accomplishments. So I think it would be too much of a generality to say that, you know, if you have a strong mindset, you have great character. I think they're two separate things.
Two separate things. Okay, perfect. Thank you for clearing that out. I was kind of confused about that.
And just keep in mind, this is my belief. My belief is what I'm sharing with you and your listeners right now is the very best information that I know. But I also know at the same time, a lot of what I'm telling you will turn out to be bullshit. Because as I learn and grow and I work with more people and I get more insights into the psyche, the model that I'm teaching you is getting refined and better as we go along. So my belief set is I'm going to teach and use the best model that I know, but I'll never in a million years say this is the way it is, this is the only way it is. And that kind of gives you some insights into my mindset, because people that get, you know, this is reality. A good example would be at some point the medical community, the cutting edge of medical communities, basically said that, you know, if you are not feeling well, what you need to do is have bloodletting. You've got too much blood, so we'll cut you and drain some of the blood, and that will actually make you feel better. And the reality is people that were sick, they were actually losing blood through what these doctors were doing. But, of course, we don't do that anymore. But there's doctors today that are saying, this is the only way to do it. This is the best way. And they get fixed in their thought process. And when new data comes out that's contrary to what they're doing, they disregard it. And I think when you have more of a sense of this is a model, and a model by definition is incorrect, but it's the most correct thing that we know. And we need to do more research, read more, investigate more, and it'll either strengthen the model or it'll say, oh, it's almost right, but in this area we need to change it. And I think that reveals mindset as well.
Okay, that's good. So what you're saying is it could not have only one way to do this, to alter people's mindset, organizations' mindset.
I think so, or our understanding of mindset. It needs to be, this is the best we know right now, but it's probably going to change, so let's be open to possibilities.
Okay, so if you can tell us a little bit of how you do it, how your technique is, just a little bit, so that you can introduce your program for people.
So, so how to change mindset and how to change that. So I'll give you a story.
Yes, please.
I had this, I'll give you two stories. I had this woman come in, she runs a company, and the problem is that she's a micromanager.
Okay.
And she's got this team that she trusts that has taken her a long time to build this executive team, but everything they do, she questions and has to take over. And so when she came in to see me, I said, okay, tell me about the last time you felt this need to micromanage. And she goes, okay, it was just the other day. I had to take over a project. I said, okay, in your mind's eye, go back to that event, see what you saw. She says, I was in my office. I'm seeing it now in my mind. I said, great. Listen to whatever you were hearing back then. She goes, okay, I'm doing it now. When you do those two things, you get to re-experience what you were feeling in your body back then. What were you feeling? And she goes, oh, my God, I'm feeling it now. It's like a little tightness in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
So using a tool from neuroscience, you're going to link that feeling to our unconscious mind that records everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it went instantly back to an event that she'd forgotten when she was 9 years old. And in this event, she made a belief that says the only person I can truly trust is me. And that belief had been creating this behavior for over 30 years. So we can go in and change that belief, and we changed that belief for her and sent her on her way. And a couple of days later, she came back and says, you know what? I'm delegating, and I don't feel anxious about it. I don't have to force myself. It's just happening naturally. And that's how quickly change happens, and that's how quickly we can change mindset. So that's one story, and I'll just tell you another story of this woman brought in her daughter who had come home from school. She was 9 years old, came home with her brother who's 11. They have a quick snack, then they go out to play, and the son comes running back in the house and says, Mom, you got to come. My sister's hurt. And the mother runs out there. She's fallen out of a tree because they were climbing trees, and she's broken her left leg so severely they can't even move her. So the ambulance comes, they take her to the hospital. It's broken so badly, they have to put her in a body cast and in a leg cast. And after 8 weeks, the kid that came out of the cast was not the same kid that went up the tree. The kid that went up the tree was full of laughter and life and wonder. And the kid that came out of the cast was depressed and sullen and didn't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a phase, right? But now it's like 4 or 5 months later, and the teachers at school are saying, you got to take her to a psychiatrist because something's really wrong. And she'd heard about me and said, well, I'll try taking my daughter to Umar first. They come in, and this is a 7-year-old. And how do you explain beliefs and mindset to a 7-year-old? So I go, okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to that side of the room, and I want you to walk across the room, and I want you to walk across like how you used to feel before you had the accident. And she does this sashay across the floor, like this amazing glidey walk, and she's got a smile on her face. And I said, okay, now go back to the other side of the room again. Now I want you to walk across the room how you feel now. And she does this jerky Frankenstein kind of walk. Mm-hmm. And I go, if I can show you how to feel like the first walk, would you like that? And she goes, yes. And I said, you know, is there any benefit you're getting out of, like, not being okay? And she thinks about it and goes, yeah, when I'm in the family room and I want a soda, my older brother has to go get it for me. And I said, okay, if he promises to get you the soda for another month, is it okay if we make the change? She goes, okay. So using a tool from neuroscience, we change that behavior, send her on her way. And the reason I ask that question, is there any benefit you're getting, is the reason a lot of therapeutic interventions fail is by being not okay or sick or depressed, they're getting some kind of benefit, maybe extra attention from their parents or excuses for not doing things. If you don't take care of that benefit, then the change won't last. So anyway, I send her on her way and I tell her mother, I want you to let me know what's different. Notice that. And the mother reported back that, you know, the very next day, my daughter has been wearing her brother's clothes since the accident because they were the only things that would fit over the cast. Mm-hmm. And then she still wore them after she took the cast off. This morning when she came down to breakfast, she was wearing a cute little top and a cute little skirt, and she was smiling, and it's changed her life. And that's how quickly we can change mindset if you have the right tools.
Wow, what a beautiful story. Don't you agree with that? Yes, yeah, so the interview is not over, but I will be airing the part of this interview next week. Because of the shortage of time, we have to stop, but I'm sorry. But I know it was interesting. Umar Hamid is an amazing man. He had done some amazing works, and he is a very good storyteller. I think you agree with me on that point. And I believe you have learned something from here. So we all have mindsets. We all have different type of mindsets, actually. But finding that positive mindset, finding that higher selves of ourselves is very important for a lot of things. As you have heard, even for kids, they do struggle with their own situations that we don't even know about. So it's an interesting topic. It's kind of a wide topic. And as Umar Hamid said, there is not only one way to do this, but there is a way to alter your mindset as long as you want to. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed today's show. And next week, please stay tuned. I will be having the second part of this show. Please email me at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com, I'm sorry, and tweet at me at @howdoyou_see_it. This was very lovely. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful, lovely evening, and I will see you next week. Goodbye.